Welcome to the Open Tab. Open Tabians Unite! We made it to week 47 of 2021. It's November 26th, Black Friday, a day after Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a great turkey day filled with food, family, and football. Some of you may be driving around to all the malls right now looking for the best deals for not only yourself, but maybe getting some gifts for your family for Christmas. The official countdown to Christmas starts today. And if you're listening to this in the evening, then I hope you grab a pint or a cocktail, and I thank you for listening. This is the Weekly Recap.
Special news reports.
Into the future.
Speaking of the best deals, the Dollar Tree said fuck Black Friday deals and is raising their price point to $1.25. The dollar and a quarter tree does not sound the same. The change will start next year in 2022. The company said the decision is permanent and it will also allow for more items to be sold. Dollar Tree will introduce the new price point in 2,000 locations in December, and the rollout will complete by the end of the first fiscal quarter in 2022. I highly doubt this will deter anyone from going to the store. I personally like to go there every once in a while, and I will continue to do so. Does anyone remember the Amanda Knox story? A 21-year-old college student studying abroad accused of murdering her roommate Meredith Kircher along with two others. She was exonerated in 2015 and now lives in Seattle. However, the killer, Rudy Guidi, remained in jail, that is, until now. In a story by Casey Baker from People.com. Rudy Guidi, who was convicted of murdering British exchange student Meredith Kircher in Italy, has been released from prison. Kircher's 2007 murder was a subject of intense media attention after her roommate, Amanda Knox, and her boyfriend were infamously convicted and then acquitted of the crime. Guidi, 34, was convicted in October 2008. He was granted an early release from prison on Tuesday for good behavior, his lawyer said. The New York Times, the BBC, and the Associated Press report. Initially sentenced to 30 years in prison, Guidi's prison time was reduced to 16 years on appeal. He served 13 years of the sentence. In 2017, after being given a partial release, which allowed him to leave prison during the day and work, he devoted his time to community service and volunteering for a charity, the AP reports. Guidi, who was born in the Ivory Coast but lived most of his life in Italy, was found guilty after his DNA and his bloody fingerprints were found at the scene. He still maintains his innocence, saying he did not kill Kircher. The Ahmaud Arbery trial finally reached a verdict for his three killers. Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and William Bryan have all been found guilty for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. This is from NPR.org's Merritt Kennedy. After the judge read the first guilty verdict, a whoop rang out in the courtroom. Long time coming, the person, later identified as Arbery's father Marcus, exclaimed as the judge expelled him from the courtroom. Father and son, Greg McMichael, 65, and Travis McMichael, 35, and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, 52, all face the same 9 criminal counts in Georgia State Court. 1 count of malice murder, 4 counts of felony murder, 2 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of false imprisonment, and 1 count of criminal attempt to commit a felony. They pleaded not guilty to all counts. On Monday night, the WWE superstar Seth Rollins was attacked by a fan named Eliza Spencer after his match took place. The fan jumped the barrier and ran all the way to the stage and tackled Rollins. There's video of the attack all over Twitter. Security come and get Eliza off of Rollins and drag him to the back as Rollins is seen visibly upset, obviously yelling at the guy. Well, we now have a motive as to why Eliza attacked Seth. Going around the internet are screen grabs of conversations between Eliza and a fake Seth Rollins account. Apparently, Eliza sent the fake Rollins money several times, and then the fake Rollins eventually stopped talking to him. Spencer was charged with attempted assault. Now's time for the Uber fact of the week. Dead people often fart right after dying. That was your Uber fact of the week. All right, we've got some albums and movies released today. The albums being released today is a band called Cynic, and they released their album Ascension Codes. Never heard of them. Fonds of Love released Innocence of Protection, and Julie Dolren releases I Thought of You. So I have no clue who those people are, but maybe I'll check them out. As for the movies, House of Gucci, starring Lady Gaga, Adam Driver, Al Pacino, and Jared Leto. When Patrizia Reggiani, played by Gaga, an outsider from humble beginnings, marries into the Gucci family, her unbridled ambition begins to unravel the family legacy and triggers a reckless spiral of betrayal, decadence, revenge, and ultimately, murder. Ridley Scott directs. That might be one I actually want to see. Walt Disney releases another one, Encanto. I'm going to butcher all this. The Madrigals are an extraordinary family who live hidden in the mountains of Colombia in a charmed place called the Encanto. The magic of the Encanto has placed every child in the family with a unique gift. Every child except Mirabel. However, she soon may be the Madrigal's last hope when she discovers that the magic surrounding the Encanto is now in danger. This one is voiced by Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Wilmer Valderrama. And lastly, Resident Evil gets its 100th installment with Welcome to Raccoon City. Once the booming home of pharmaceutical giant Umbrella Corporation, Raccoon City is now a dying Midwestern town. The company's exodus left the city a wasteland with great evil brewing below the surface. When that evil is unleashed, the townspeople are forever changed, and a small group of survivors must work together to uncover the truth behind Umbrella and make it through the night. The only person I recognize in this movie was Robbie Amell, who starred in a couple of Netflix movies. But yeah, that's it for the movies and music coming out today or out this weekend. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Black Friday, as well as an extra long weekend for some of you. I'm currently in my second day off out of four, so I'm excited to go back and relax. You can follow the show at _OpenTapPod on Twitter and Instagram, as well as check out our merch on the show notes. And you can also watch me on twitch.tv/BrianOpenTab. I was just on there playing Halo the other day, and today we might be streaming a new podcast. So, yes, check that out, and we'll see you on Monday.